You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Nearly 8 weeks after Mayor London Breed announced San Francisco's shelter-in-place ordinance, today the city's opening its first so-called safe sleeping site. It's in between the Asian Art Museum and the main library, right in front of City Hall. It's a spot where the city's unhoused residents will be able to set up camp 6 feet apart from others and access showers and bathrooms. It's one of the only places where the city's most vulnerable residents can safely socially distance. But homeless advocates say this response is coming way too late. KALW's Angela Johnston has an update.
Shy Brown was homeless in the Tenderloin off and on for 13 years, but recently found her way into a navigation center and then permanent housing. Now, she says she finds ways to give back to her neighbors. And in the pandemic, that means getting up every morning and walking around the neighborhood, talking to people about the coronavirus.
I just basically tell people, wear your mask, wear your facial mask. You see what I'm saying? Wash your hands constantly.
There are finally more hand washing stations here now and more bathrooms. But there are also more people. She says in the past month alone, the amount of tents on the street has doubled, maybe tripled.
On a daily basis, there's like people coming from everywhere over here, you know, to the Tenderloin area to the point where it's congesting all the streets and everything else, you know.
And that's made it extremely difficult for her to walk up and down the street. At the beginning of the month, UC Hastings sued the city for this reason, saying the Tenderloin has gotten dangerously crowded and the city hasn't equitably intervened. They claim this creates unsanitary conditions for everyone in the neighborhood, both unhoused and housed residents, who are afraid to leave their homes to get groceries. And while crime has gone down citywide since the coronavirus, the lawsuit points out that in the Tenderloin, it's gone up. Still, Shy tries to make it to every tent or encampment to answer questions about the pandemic. But unfortunately, she says she doesn't have answers for most of the questions she gets.
And it's tiring. It's really tiring. You feel me? To come every morning and for people to come up to you and be like, Shy, what's going on? Why am I not in a hotel room right now? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, and it hurts me, like, in a major way, you know, because it's like, when I don't have the answers, and these people got to walk away from me knowing that, it just makes me feel like I'm doing this, like I'm letting people down out here, you know?
About a month ago, the Board of Supervisors unanimously passed an emergency ordinance. It required the city to secure around 8,000 hotel rooms. The majority were for unhoused individuals, regardless of their symptoms. Mayor Breed didn't sign it, and according to the Coalition on Homelessness, the city has only moved about 1,000 unhoused people into hotel rooms so far.
Here we are, you know, almost 10 weeks into it, and still moving a bit slow.
Jose Ramirez is the executive director of St. Anthony's, one of the biggest service providers in the neighborhood. He's measuring the huge increase in the Tenderloin, not necessarily by tents, but by meals.
We have, we're doing on average over 3,200 meals a day. There was one day we served over 3,800 meals, which is more than ever in our 70-year history.
To meet this demand, Ramirez says they've made some big changes in the last 2 months. They've closed off the entire 100 block of Golden Gate Avenue so people can have more space to socially distance themselves while they eat or receive counseling. They've built a conveyor belt from their kitchen so they can serve to-go containers quickly. While he says the tech sector has been notably quiet, St. Anthony's has scrambled together a Wi-Fi hub and charging stations for people to access the internet so unhoused folks can stay informed. And they've also provided fresh drinking water.
I mean, for a while, up until this last week, there really was nowhere in the Tenderloin you can even have fresh water.
Then, a few days later, the city came in and installed their own fountains. Soon after UC Hastings filed that lawsuit, Mayor Breed announced a COVID-19 neighborhood safety plan for the Tenderloin. Part of it is installing those water fountains Ramirez talked about, as well as adding more bathrooms and garbage cans. The plan also considers more street closures, ensures safe passages for home and business owners, increased police presence, and educational outreach. Supervisor Hillary Ronan is a vocal critic of Breed's earlier homelessness strategy and calls this progress. She notes that the Department of Emergency Management has been walking around the neighborhood, talking to people directly about what they need.
you know, how they're doing, what their age is, what their conditions are, how they're feeling, if they're showing symptoms, if they have underlying health conditions. Would they be willing to go to a hotel? What are their biggest needs right now? What are their fears?
And she says that while 2/3 of people surveyed in the Tenderloin initially said they'd take a hotel room if it was available, that number drops when it's explained that you're expected to stay in that hotel room until the shelter in place is over. Some unhoused people need to go to work or see counselors or just don't want to be alone or want to see friends and family.
So we're learning that we need different options for people based on their circumstances.
According to Mayor Breed's most recent press conference, of the nearly 2,000 confirmed cases in the city, around 8% report experiencing homelessness. And while the Board of Supervisors is still working on securing hotel rooms, they've turned some attention to safe sleeping sites, like the one that's opening in Civic Center today. Big open spaces where tents can be spaced 6 feet apart and people can use restrooms and showers and come and go as they please. An unofficial one has been operating in the Bayview for weeks now, and the city is considering more. At the old Transbay Terminal site, the old McDonald's near Haight Street, and Everett Middle School on Church. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Angela is KALW's health reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.